You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Gonna hold that note there. Hey, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. It's the last full week of July. Holy crap. Wild and wacky.
Wild, strange month, this here July.
We're only a few days away to August, which is the same month as college football games start. Real ones.
Holy moly.
And
also known as professional football.
Thank you. And then Target had the candy corns out yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Woo!
Okie dokie.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
3 weeks, all the pumpkin spice products will be out.
Pumpkin spice, motor oil, the whole bit. Yeah.
Pumpkin spice, Ritz crackers.
Whoa.
We got it all.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice, T-shirts. We're going to do it all here. Get you in that fall mood. Matt, good morning to you and greetings.
What's new? Greetings.
Nothing's new. As Matt greeted me with, gave me the bro hug, right? Mm-hmm. And then he said, man, this show writes itself.
It does. They keep writing it for you, Chris.
Sometimes you're like one of those baleen whales, and you just float in the water, right? And then all the stuff just comes floating in the current, and it just kind of filters through my brain mouth. You know, that's all I got to do. I just got to float in the right current.
Right.
Here it comes.
Here comes the plankton.
You know, Wadsack, Biden, Harris.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's the best. We will get to the rundown. Matt, did you do anything fun this weekend? Did you guys go out and eat anywhere?
Yes.
Talk.
We met some friends at El Corral who are from out of town.
That's one of your comfort places.
Yeah, and then that was Friday, and we had a wonderful time catching up with relatives on Kelly's side, and we had a wonderful time catching up with them. And then
what did you get at Corral?
I got prime rib. They got steaks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Saturday we got together with some of Kelly's credit union brethren, and we had a nice time with them.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it was nice. It was
you partied up this week, actually. I mean, usually you're floating in the pool or moving some rock around in the front yard. I mean, this is you went then, like full Hugh Hefner this
and
weekend.
Then, and then the
Neely the after dark.
The internet lit up on Saturday afternoon, and that was strange and wild and wacky.
Oh yeah,
which you will get to. I'd like to hear about your revelations this weekend.
I had revelations?
Yes. Well, you know, looking at the starry skies and going on the fast, except for the time you ate.
I did the the spiritual refuge overnight down in Patagonia.
The primal scream.
Absolutely. Yeah. We did it. And, in the canyons of Patagonia, they don't... It's like in space, no one hears you scream. So I start off my day. So many people in the, we have great listeners, Robert and Ashley down there, and TN and Kelly Kennedy, who don't live there, but they go through there a bunch. And others have said, I need to go to Pronghorn Pizza, which is inside the Dos Cabezas wine place right there on the northeast corner of the Junction.
Okay.
So what's nice is the eating in the restaurant, you eat inside. Like when you first walk in, the Dos Cabezas is like the wine bar area when you first walk in. And there's some tables in there, and there's some tables over by, there's all the wine bottles on the wall and all that stuff. That's where you eat. And dog friendly inside, which was good, right? And I would say the pizza, it reminded me of Chris Bianco kind of pizza. Mm. It was good. It was that level of pizza. I thought it was that good. Good toppings. They're all going for the, you know, there's a lot of purveyors on sausage and vegetables and things down there. And so they try the best to do that. And it was good. It was very good.
Excellent.
So when the weather gets better, a little cooler, which would be like in a month and a half or more or less, right? They have an Arizona room in the front now. And then you can just sit out there if you want and then look at the green grass of home out there in the valley. Nice. So that's not bad either.
Excellent.
So it was a winter. Very, very good. And so what was funny, so we ate with Robert and Ashley. And then what happened was, who walks in literally in the middle of lunch? TN and Kelly Kennedy.
There you go.
They were out. They were on, I think she said she was paddleboarding on Parker Canyon that morning. So as they were coming back into town, they stopped at Pronghorn, and there I was. And so that was very, very good. And then went down to the Hig Dog Ranch and punched some doggies, as we like to say, in the cattle world.
Doggies.
Early afternoon, it's rained like crazy down there.
Yeah.
It was,
it
just
looks
beautiful.
Like they've been getting the weather lately.
Yep. Yeah. So that was fun. And then just kind of had a lot of deep conversations over a beer overlooking God's creation. Let's just say that.
It's all right.
And then next morning we did a little more ranching, and then went over to Common Grounds coffee breakfast place there right in the downtown area.
Yeah.
Sat on the patio, talked with some local yokels, even a couple of dirty hippies, and it was good.
No drum circles erupted.
These are older people. They would hurt themselves doing a drum circle.
Well, I'm glad they were. I'm glad everybody was okay.
Yep. So very, very good. So it was a good, refreshing weekend. And then we finished up with D&D, the national video conference of all my crew doing some D&D.
Excellent.
Very, very good. All right. The rundown. Now, Joanne will be here, of course, and Brother Joe. It's Monday.
As she is wont to do on a Monday.
Moonday.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's out of the race.
What everybody knew was coming, right?
Pima County misses the date of when primary voting is on the sample ballot they sent out to everybody. And Bud Foster is on the job. And let's just say he does classic Budster. He blames someone that's not Pima County. Look, Jan, just do me a favor.
Who could it be now?
Mark Evans and Jan, just give him the job. Give Bud the job. Just stop teasing the poor guy. For God's sakes.
He's got his bona fides. Yes.
Yeesh.
He is proved.
Let me do it again. Yeesh. We will get... Oh, and then... We'll get to this in the next one. The beautiful timing. One of my buddies from New York pointed out the special day it was yesterday when he announced his he was dropping out of the race. We'll read you a Rahina Romero tweet from July 5th.
He announced.
Yes, thank you.
Quotes.
Josh from Crime Free posted some good quotes about from people who have worked at Laura Conover's office. That are just magical.
Oh, I did not see these.
While Bill posted these, New Mexico Democrats appear to care more about criminals than their victims. And I'm sitting here going, Laura Conover works in Albuquerque? As Kramer once said, she's so prolific. Portland is so lawless. Drivers are now ignoring roads and speeding their cars through parks.
You can't make it up. these antiquated conventions, you know, set up by a patriarchal society, a racist patriarchal society.
And then after we cover some Biden in the next segment, we'll get to Arizona Daily Independent and the Tucson Sentinel covered an amazing story about Justine Wadsack getting a ticket driving 71 miles an hour in a 35 speed limit zone, speedway near Euclid. Good thing Tia Gloria wasn't out there selling muffins, because it would, I'll try to walk across the street. It's a little, really wild, wild. So we got a little bit of that dynamic of, do you know who I am? We got legislative immunity. We got persecution. We have even more questions about where she lives or doesn't live. So we have a very special playlist today. It's called the 71 and a 35 driving playlist today. So where are we starting, Matthew? Oh, here we go. This is for the state senator, a little speed racer to start off the day. Here we go. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. Did Sammy just say he can't drive 35? He's unbelievable how timely he is. A special playlist today. We'll get to 1968 tomorrow, but we're honoring Justine Wadsteck's ticket she got from TPD in March, and we'll cover that story a little bit more as we move through here. I will tell you that Joe Biden, I mean, I was not surprised. I don't know if any of you were surprised about Joe getting out of the race. But of course, the real question, there's lots of real questions, right? Now, yes, he's not, Joe doesn't run the country. Joe's not really the president. But of course, it's the idea that you have his team that's been running the country and him, right? Like I told you years ago, it's living weekend at Bernie's is what we're talking about. Okay. It's actually elder abuse also. Just want to let you guys know that. Now, so with him quitting, the thing is he's not competent enough to run for office, but he's competent enough to, quote, run the country. We know he doesn't run the country. I got it. Don't be yelling at me. But I just find that hilarious. I also thought that was also beautiful was yesterday, my buddy Joe in New York, who I've known forever, made a really good point that yesterday when he resigned, Jill wrote the Jen Psaki wrote the letter, the statement that he wasn't running. It was National Ice Cream Day yesterday. As Leonard Perfect. As Leonard Nimoy said in The Simpsons, the cosmic ballet plays out. Just freaking beautiful. So, of course, Joe and the suiciders, the Clintons, are behind Kamala. if I don't know, I was thinking about maybe we'll play them later just for, you know, Matt has that amazing, you know, the Kamala Harris doing her southern accent, right? And I love that Matt was so touched by it.
We're too busy watching what you're doing to hear what you're saying.
I love that you were touched by... That's one of the fastest sound clips that ever got on the board. You went right from your... Whoop! That's how beautiful that is. It's so good. Rachel Maddow crying about Joe Biden. I'm blown away by the sacrifice and the patriotism. Van Jones was crying. He's like, the Democrat Party, we're like a family. Like the Borgias.
Except,
that's a family.
Except with Sharon Bronson, who asked a simple question, but we'll step that. Around that one. You know.
And then Chris Coons, the campaign manager, co-chair. Oh my God. He's like my granddaddy. So good. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ventana Vinny, which is Ventana Vinny. This is Windows competition, right? No, it's actually Windows. There he is.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
Good morning. Wow.
Hello.
So no one's seen Joe Biden since he got on that plane and then hobbled off.
And his fate is still unlearned.
Morning that he is dead. or dying. And then his brother, I don't know which one, if it was
the, it was Frank. It was Frankie.
Sure.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah, said he's on his deathbed. And I'm thinking it could, they could have, you know how you have like, you get Arkansas-ed, Chris? He might have got Mike Lindell.
God dang.
He might have got Mike Lindell with the MyPillow smothering.
No. God dang.
It's already
gone. I can't believe you just went to him.
They cut the feed now. If the feed is cut and the body cams are off, Chris, it's not going to be good.
Now, of course, him staying in the race would benefit Republicans more than it did Democrats.
Immensely.
Right. But it is interesting that the guy who scared zillions of people into getting the vaccine, who supposedly has been vaccinated, you know, gets COVID again. Is it for the fifth time?
Well, I think he had five or six shots.
Five or six.
It's like herpes now, Chris. It just keeps coming back.
Wow! Between Arkansas, you're on fire today. We got Arkansas-ed, Lindell'd, where you get smothered with MyPillow, right? Yes, and now that one. Yes. Wow!
Hey,
yes.
But with Kamala in, or as I call her, the hyena.
She is
with
quite
the hyena in. Well, she hasn't. They're not gonna. No one's gonna endorse her yet. They're gonna milk it, but the drinking game for when they have their convention will be every time a tranny dude with a beard in an evening gown or any type of women's apparel comes out, you got to drink a beer.
So what you're saying is,
if you're wearing a pantsuit like Hillary, you got to take a shot.
So we got to do a new drinking game just for some of the class. So what you were saying is we're looking for classic
show, Chris.
Classic leftist tropes that we're going to see at the convention is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I give it, Matt. Watch your clock, buddy.
Factor the big mic factor. Hell, they got the list: Newsom, Whitner. They got the usual clowns.
All right, we got to get
all the caucuses, dude. They're a bunch of the caucuses. Just get.
All right, Christopher, we got to get going. Have a good day. We got this is in honor of Justine driving her Tesla that she said only had 4 miles left on the charge. So we'll get to that story coming up soon. It's coming. Here it is. All right. It's our Justine Wadsack 71 and a 35 driving playlist. Wow. Sideshow Bob is working OT today. OT on Wake Up Tucson. So anyway, it'll be fascinating to see how this all plays out in the Democrat convention. We already see a little bit of Gavin Newsom throwing shade on Kamala because I'm sure he would like to do it. So we'll see how this all plays out.
Amazing.
Or the other part of this will be that if Kamala is the candidate, is she just a sacrificial lamb to get run over by Trump? Now, again, if I was the Democrats using the strategeries, as as GW would say, I would find a inoffensive Democrat to run. Again, it's like a Jared Polis, like less offensive kind of, and because Kamala's just as easy as, see, she's just as easy to pound on as Joe, right? Except Joe had the excuse of vax damaged senility. Okay. Yeah. She's supposedly in her 50s and is some sort of supposedly a cogent human being. Okay, who, I don't know if you guys know this. So here's the other part, which is great. We want Kamala. I mean, we want Kamala. We want her. I want her to be the nominee so bad it's off the charts. So I'll tell you why. So think about this. We know she polls crappy against Trump already. At the same time, though, if you look at polling, all she does is talk abortion, right? When she comes to Arizona, 3 out of 4 times, she's just screaming to the heavens about more infanticide. That's her thing.
Okay.
Now, But I don't know if you guys know this, that the illegal immigration problem is really high up in both the minds of, I think, the average American, including independents, definitely independents, and even it's probably higher up. I bet it's higher up in a lot of Democrats than they think. That's why Joe did the thing where he's like, oh, we're going to cap it at 2,000 illegal immigrants and legally processed asylum seekers, right? And that's why, because they're seeing the polling, right? Well, I know all of you smarties, but for some of you might have forgot, we have a border czar in this country. Did you guys know that? Someone whose job it was to get their arms around the border crisis. And that was Kamala. And of course, absolutely useless. Useless. And the word salad and the cackling are just magical. So
yeah, and the thing of it is, no matter what she does, she's got the baggage of remember everything, every press release that came out, it was the Biden-Harris administration, She owns it, all of it.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. Again, so she is the Julia Louis-Dreyfus character in Veep on HBO. She's that shallow and vacant. So that's where we're at. Ah, let's do it. Let's go to... I thought he lived in France, but let's go to Nostradamus in Bisbee. Gary, what's shaking?
Hey.
Gary.
And can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Proceed.
All right. So these are two scenarios that I predict. Scenario one, they will go for Kamala, mainly because like you said, they know it's a sinking ship. But then again, we don't know the powers of their cheating. And she will pick her VP, Cory Booker, who was her sidekick through all the days when she was not Chuckles, but a mean, mean-spirited woman saying yes or no on those House panel investigations, if you remember. And the other scenario is the big reveal at the convention where they don't pick her and they just go full throttle. But the wolf in lamb's clothing comes off and they reveal, and it will look like that scene in The Wall where that song, Hello, Welcome, and they're all with that Nazi theme. And it's going to be Alex Soros. They will pick him. Damn the torpedoes. You know who we are now.
Alex Soros. And, that's
yes.
Look at you.
Because that's the dark future.
Well, Gary, we'll see how it all plays out. When's the Dem convention? What's the date of that? Let's see.
I want to also say another reason why they chose, why Biden was convinced to step down, because after any kind of damage control they did at the convention, a week later, the news team were going to go plow the Hunter Biden hearing in L.A. So it was going to get squashed anyway. Hunter was going to be the news, and it would just smash down any kind of damage control they did at the convention.
So it's going to be August 19th in Chicago, and of course the Democrat-created kill zone of Chicago. 100 people just murdered over 4th of July weekend in Chicago. So I think it's perfect for the Democrats to be in a Democrat lawless city. Just beautiful. All right, Gary, I got to get going. Have a super day, and we'll see how it all plays out. So,
all righty, have a good one.
Later, my friend. 790-2040. Matt, we're going to go to break a little early because I want to cover this WADSAC story before we get to the top of the hour. It was reported by Dylan Smith, believe it or not, first, and then Loretta at the Arizona Daily Independent hit it afterwards. And when someone said, hey, I said, well, look, Dylan does a good story once every 11 and a half months. And they're like, well, this is good. And I said, well, the problem is we'll never know how many stories about Democrats like this did Dylan ignore. That's one of the great unknowns. Very rarely do we play the pedophile Michael Jackson's music, but for this one, it's called Speed Demon. 71 and the 35 playlist coming up. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. All right, we're playing our 71 and the 35 playlist for Senator Wadsack. Vote Vince Leach. I just want to let everyone know that when you get your ballots, or you haven't done them yet, or you're going live on next Thursday. A little Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. So this is, we'll start off with the Dylan Smith story. Wadsack, Tucson area Republican, claiming political persecution over a criminal speeding ticket dating from March that police allege saw her driving her Tesla down the down speedway at more than 70 miles an hour. Now, of course, we've been telling you about the speeding problem in Tucson. That's why we have Flip Car Thursday here at Wake Up Tucson. Street takeovers, all this stuff. And, you know, and that's what's said, because I'm sure JW here thinks she's a law and order candidate. Which I thought was interesting. She was pulled over on Friday, March 15th after 10 a.m. after being observed traveling at a high rate of speed by a TPD officer on DUI patrol, according to a TPD report. According to Tucson police, she was clocked at going twice the legal limit, 71 miles per hour in a 35. She told the officer she was racing home because the battery on her car was low.
That is such fake news.
She was not cited at the time.
She said, my battery is at
0.0.
Which is going to help balance the budget. Oh, that's right. She didn't do that this last time. Wadsack was not cited at the time, as her immediate introduction of herself as Senator Justine Wadsack resulted in the officer contacting her superiors. Members of the legislature cannot be arrested or sued while they're in session under the legal concept of legislative immunity. Those limits are meant to keep authorities from arresting lawmakers to interfere with their ability to vote, so they can be charged, but they can be charged once the session is over. Last month, Wadsack told TPD that she was refusing to meet to sign the citation. TPD is moving ahead with charging Wadsack, with a summons filed Wednesday in Tucson City Court, and authorities expect she'll be served in the case within a week. Now, this story broke on Friday, just to let everyone know that. All right, exceeding the posted speed limit by more than 20 miles an hour is a Class 3 misdemeanor in Arizona, with a possible punishment of up to 30 days in jail and up to a year probation, up to a $500 fine, and 3 points charged against the driver's license. Wadsack, who's been in Wisconsin as part of Arizona's delegation to the RNC, did not respond to questions sent to her by the Sentinel on Thursday. Well, it's a Sentinel. I drag my feet to respond to the Sentinel myself. Tucson city officials pointed out that persecution and prosecution are two different things.
Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasants. And said the political persecution claim, quote, undermines dangerous driving behavior witnessed by the officer. The March incident involving Wadsack began when Officer Ryder Schrage, what a great name, Ryder Schrage, played by Jason Statham. I could see that in the movie, The Beekeeper. 12-year veteran of the force was patrolling eastbound near Euclid when he observed the vehicle that turned out to be driven by the state senator. He wrote that the red 2015 Tesla Model S85 was clocked at 58 miles per hour by his radar. Now, she started off at 58. Okay. The vehicle then came to a stop at a red light at the intersection of Speedway and Park. Now, of course, that's where Tia Gloria did do the infamous pothole bake sale, was Park and Speedway. As the light turned green, I observed the vehicle accelerate at a high rate of speed. My vehicle-mounted radar then read the vehicle was traveling at 71 miles per hour in a clearly posted 35-mile-per-hour zone. I activated my Code 3 equipment and stopped the vehicle near Speedway and Wilson. Now, there is body camera coverage of this. Hello, she says, hello. He says, do you have your license, registration, insurance? Yes, I do. My name's Senator Justine Wadsack. I'm racing to get home because I have 4 miles left on my charger before I'm about to go down, unquote. Well, Speedway is a 35 mile per hour zone, he said. I understand, but you were going over 70. I was not doing 70, she said. Yes, you were. I was behind you. I had my radar on, the officer said. Okay, Wadsack said. She wasn't able to provide proof of insurance, explaining she recently changed car insurance company. He said, do me a favor, hang tight in your car. I'll be back. He then turned off his body cam and continued to record video, he said, in his vehicle. After contacting our legal advisor, it was decided that Senator Wadsack was possibly under diplomatic immunity. He wrote in his report, the traffic charges were long formed until this could be confirmed. They may possibly be issued at a later date. He then returned to the car, making a motion that he meant to turn the audio back on. The remaining interaction is silent. Just to tell you how motivated TPD was in relation to this case, they turned the video and incident report about a week after the public records request. They never go move that fast. Just to let everyone tell you that. It's like that Simpsons episode where who shot Mr. Burns, and they've had this DNA stuff, right? And the guy's like, he goes, hey, we need this quick. He goes, whoa, whoa, DNA testing? That takes weeks, maybe months. And they give him like a carton of cigarettes or something. He goes, oh, I got it right here for you, right? So then, of course, where's home? This is always the interesting, this is like, where's Waldo,
sure,
right? And especially when she had the thing where she had to show off she was voting against the TUSD bonds. Even though I thought she lived in Vail, which is in the district, but now supposedly she lives in Marana, or whatever the hell she does. And then, you know, freaking Dylan went, this is the most reporting, hard reporting he's ever done.
2,500 words, man.
Yeah, he really wanted to nail her ass on this whole story. Okay.
Some pent up frustration there, sure.
Absolutely. He's got how far the houses are from each other.
Interview with an EV engineer.
EV engineer.
Wind dynamics, the coefficient of dynamics, you know, math formulas.
So check this out.
English, 17th century English common law. I mean,
she said I was racing home because I have 4 miles left on my charger.
So now he's doing a 4 mile radius around Speedway and Park, right?
Michael Ahern, a Tesla senior staff engineer for 11 years. There's no car that gets more efficient as you floor it.
Correct.
Electric or gas. The faster you move, the more wind resistance becomes the factor. The factor, the square of the velocity of the wind, said Ahern, a U of A engineering graduate, you're going to love this, who worked for the EV company in California, the Netherlands, and Tucson before retiring from Tesla.
International renowned physicist and EV expert.
So what happened was the Specialized Response Division called Wadsack's office to try to arrange a time for her to sign a criminal speeding citation for the incident. Chain of command was aware of the traffic stop and the subsequent pending criminal citation for Justine Wodzak after the legislation adjourned, Lieutenant Lauren Petty wrote. Wodzak returned the call about 10 minutes later. Petty wrote, but the lieutenant had left her body camera in the vehicle, so their exchange was not recorded. Wodzak immediately immediately became defensive and argued that she was in fact not speeding. I explained there was probable cause to issue her a citation for criminal speeding and that she could present her arguments to the judge. However, she refused to meet to sign the citation and she would not accept it, unquote, the TPD officer wrote. The GOP officer was also upset she was being cited several months after the fact, and I explained to her that was due to the legislative session going on through June 15th. Right? However, it did not prevent her from receiving a ticket once the legislative session adjourned, unquote. Quote, she demanded to speak to the chief of police. What is this, Lane Santa Cruz? Oh, sorry. So, calm down. Said that she was under political persecution. This is from
help! I'm being repressed.
This is from the TPD attendant. I can tell you, the TPD lieutenant's report. She also said that I was being aggressive. This is so what's. I was being aggressive and got upset when I called her Mrs. Wodzak and not Senator Wodzak.
Help! I'm being repressed.
She then abruptly ended the conversation and hung up the phone, unquote, in the report. So the whole thing, right? And so the idea of saying Mrs. Wodzak instead of Senator Wodzak, woman of the people.
Help! I'm being repressed!
TPD spokesman said, told the Sentinel that, quote, the claim of political persecution stemming from this traffic stop undermines the dangerous driving behavior that Officer Schrage witnessed that night. Traffic safety has long been a priority for Chief Casmar and TPD. With the increase of traffic fatalities, officers are expected to address dangerous driving behavior regardless of who's behind the wheel. A core component of TPD is to treat all community members fairly and impartially in alignment with the principles of constitutional policing, regardless of their status. Dear Mayor Ed in Marana and Tucson Crime Free Coalition, you still have time to reconsider your endorsement of this special, 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 special human being. All right, when we come back, Joanne DeFilippo's coming on, and we'll talk about we're going to talk about the Bud Foster report about Pima County can't get their dates right for a primary election. We'll talk about Steve Christie asking hard questions of Frank Knott from the Mosaic Quarter, where Frank went out of his way to only make our liability $40 million. So, you know. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, Frank. So let's go to break and oh my gosh. The going 71 and a 35 playlist continues with a song called Beep Beep. Wake up, Tucson.